This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Thursday. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you as we always do. And always you involved with the program, as you already are getting involved on the text line. 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. Or you can catch us on, and I should appreciate rather, the Mokarem Injury Lawyer live streams, which is both on the Twitch page, on Twitch, which is Sports Radio, 610 Houston, and then on the YouTube page, which is Sports Radio 610.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like some synergy there so that I don't have to do that, but that's neither here nor there. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling really, really good. You want to have some fun today?
No.
Okay.
Figgy, how many people are just like, you know what?
Okay, George Costanza.
Prefer to not have fun in this moment.
Figgy, you want to have some fun today?
Always, man.
Let's have some fun. It was fun last night, and for about the first, 12 minutes.
What are you talking about? Were you watching the WNBA game? Is that what you were talking about?
ESPYs.
You're watching Aces Wings?
I was not.
You're talking about the beatdown that the Dynamo took at the hands of the
Rita,
Vancouver
nothing,
Whitecaps?
Lord.
Is that what you were watching?
Yeah, no.
Is that the... No?
No.
That's not... Oh,
no.
That's right. The ESPYs were happening, yeah.
But you want to have some fun?
No. Sure, let's do it.
let's have a little Houston ESPYs going on here, man.
Oh, you're going to do some... Because
last night, let's just...
Are you Shane Gillis in this instance? Do I have to go ahead and pre-cringe?
Boy, that was fun. That was the best part, was Shane Gillis. And then I changed the channel, just going to be honest, because I knew what was coming. That's the thing. It was so predictable. The only unpredictable thing last night was Shane Gillis. But everything else was very...
Who won the best athlete?
Best athlete
of the year.
Athlete of the year. Who was it?
Well, there's like, I think there's the men's and women's categories of
those.
I believe
who was it?
Simone was best athlete, and then men's was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Because
I remember him in that big old suit.
But it was so predictable. Best golfer. Gee, I wonder if it's going to be Scottie Scheffler. Best women's WNBA player. Oh, wow. I wonder if it's going to be Caitlin Clark. Best baseball player. Shohei. Best team, Eagles. It was just so predictable. So I wanted to be a little more unpredictable and do a Houston ESPYs.
Okay, you're going to put together a Houston ESPYs.
I put together a Houston ESPYs.
713-572-4610 for your complaints.
Play of the year is going to be fun. That's why I asked you if you wanted to have some fun, because I think it's going to
okay,
be...
Okay, play. Oh, I like what we're doing here. What was play of the year?
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. I'm going to ask you guys...
You're giving us categories right now.
Right. Best
coach. Very good.
Best coach 2024 in the city.
Okay, I like this. I like this.
Yeah. Who'd you say?
We already we have the portions of the academy giving their votes.
I have two finalists. I have two finalists, Ime Udoka and Kelvin Sampson.
Okay, all right. I like what we're doing here.
Who do you like?
Oh, are we picking them up now?
We're picking up.
All right, so best coach 2024, Ime or...
I guess we could throw D'Amico in there, but...
It got to be Sampson, right?
I think Kelvin is probably... I mean, they reach a point that they haven't reached since, what, was it 80s?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to it, that you had a phenomenal game that was won on the clipboard, right? When you talk about the end of the Purdue game.
Yeah.
It feels like it's Kelvin Sampson, with all due respect to Ime, taking a team whose aspirations were let's make the playoffs and taking them to the number two seed in the West, and making them so big of a profile that a player like Kevin Durant's like, I want to be there. I think that that is huge. However, it's hard to ignore Kelvin Sampson raising Houston already. Like, they had been seemingly finding a glass ceiling in the Final Four. They got all the way to the final, and really they should have found a way to win in that final, rather the national championship game.
Look, I actually am going to 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. These are the categories, best coach. I'm actually going to say Ime. More with less. And I'm not saying they're chumps. You know, they were awful, but he got the most out of this team. You know, considering what the standard was, you mentioned it. The standard was make the playoffs. You know, don't have to do the play-in game. We talked about it, but I don't mind Kelvin Sampson considering what he did, and looking forward to see what our listeners come up with. Best baseball player. The finalists are Yordan, Jose Altuve, Kyle Tucker, and Alex Bregman.
Oof. All right, one more time for me. Yordan,
Altuve, Tucker, and Bregman. Figgy?
Ooh.
I know. This is a tough one.
Because this is not – this is 2024. You're looking
2024.
At the 2024 year, yeah. Not yeah. What's happening this year.
Yeah. 2024. This is the Houston Espies.
I feel like this goes
– I was going to say Kyle Tucker, but he was hurt.
Yeah, he was hurt.
But he was damn good.
He was. My first thought was Bregman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, am I not giving Jose Altuve his due here?
I guess the safe answer will probably be Jose Altuve.
All right. If this is the Houston ESPYs, maybe we just go with the easy answer here. Yeah. And just go
or
like
whoever's there.
Right. Jose. Well, that, there is a level of award show to that as well. Just whoever is actually here.
Yeah.
Alex Bregman here. He's hosting it. Yeah. So let's give it to
Jose
him.
Altuve. Actually going to show up to pick up the award. So I think that's where we go. Tommy on the YouTube page says Bregman as well is his thought.
I'm going to say Yordan. Mm. I think we're being biased because he hadn't been available this year. But in 2024, batted .308. It was an all-star. Had how many home runs did he have? 35 home runs.
Okay.
I'm going to say Yordan.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. That is absolutely what's
happening.
Honestly, right now.
I couldn't remember what type of year he had.
Because
last
he's
year.
Been out so much this year.
I couldn't even remember. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Next category. Best football player. The finalists are Nico, Joe Mixon, Danielle Hunter, and Will Anderson Jr.
Ooh.
Isn't this better than the ESPYs last night?
Yeah, and see, I got all type of different mindsets. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like,
let's talk through it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think what is the most flashiest pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? Maybe Will Anderson Jr. That might be a good pick, but
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like, man, Joe Mixon did have a really good year.
Yeah. I'm going Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon was. Yeah. Especially with circumstance. The funny thing is my immediate thought was Nico Collins is probably the dude that I look at mm-hmm. as closest to the top of his position of those guys.
We're talking about 2024.
I mean, you're talking about the missed time in there as well. Hey, how about the dude? How about not having the All-Pro on here?
Yeah, who's that?
Derek Stingley?
Yep.
Like, how about not having him on here? Mm-hmm. What's happening with the academy there?
Stats matter.
Yeah, I'll go with Joe Mixon as well. Like, I'm rewatching this season right now, and I just keep seeing the ways in which this dude is a monster. And this is also considering that he's already been a bell cow dude for a long time mm-hmm. in this league with another team. He comes here and he's able to do it again with seemingly less. Yeah, Joe Mixon continues to boggle the mind.
Yeah. All right. So here's one that you're gonna have to think about. Best basketball player, and the finalists are Şengün, Amen, L.J. Crier, and Jawan Roberts.
So again, you go Amen, Şengün, L.J., or Jawan Roberts. I think this is tough because I think I'm going to go with one of the Rockets. Like I loved what the young men did for mm-hmm. U of H, but I think that those guys showed a level up that was really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
What's tough is I keep thinking about Şengün being like the primary offensive guy, especially when you got to that postseason, that postseason series versus the Warriors. But it's hard to not look at the way that Amen has just delivered on or like showed the glimpses or the proofs of concept on the promise that was when you drafted him. I mean, you're talking about a, all defense, all defensive player and a guy that people are looking at as, I'm putting my money on most improved player for this upcoming season with him.
Yeah.
I feel like I go Amen Thompson.
That's kind of was my thought with Ime, you know, in the coaching category. Figgy?
I'm actually going with Shagun. Okay. I think he was an all-star this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he was pretty consistent this year and showed up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Shagun.
I'm
going to go Shagun too.
I think you guys have a really good answer there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm projecting too much here for the 25 season.
All right. And as I always said, this is always a fun one. Most memorable play.
Okay.
Most memorable play for the Houston Espies in 2024. Let's go with this one first.
Playing for a spot in the Elite Eight. Uzan gets it in, gets it back, and he puts it in! What a play!
Well, you might think, okay, well, that's going to be it. Hold that thought.
Oh, man.
Hold that thought.
I felt that as soon as I started going,
That's a strong number one, man.
I felt the narcotics hit my bloodstream hearing that one go. So, all right, that leader in the clubhouse, clearly.
This, in terms of just play, it's also how you define it. The best play.
Yards, which will put another incentive in for him. Oliver fumbled the football. It's picked up by Barnett, who's having a day. He's rumbling inside the 10, pulling guys inside the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Texans.
How easy was it for you to pick a defensive touchdown?
Well, that's true. Because
there was a number of defensive touchdowns by this defense last year.
But that dude was carrying guys.
Barnett,
he was carrying guys 5-6 yards into the end zone.
Yeah.
He put a little juke on. I mean, like in terms of just best play.
Yeah, and it was against the Titans.
And it was
in the Oilers uniform.
In their Oilers uniform.
That is a great point. That is a great point.
Those are two strong ones. I'm not so sure the third one isn't just as strong.
Hits Altuve's foot. They're going to say fair ball. Brendan Miller's going to say that ball didn't hit Altuve, and that's going to be the final out of the inning. They're going to say that's a fair ball, and it did not hit Altuve in the end of the inning. Altuve showing where it hit his foot.
He took off his sock.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
You went with Jose Altuve showing feet. Of all the
best play,
man. That was a memorable play.
Most memorable play. Most memorable
he
play.
He went Jose Altuve showing
and then
feet.
He's pointing at his
he
foot.
He was indeed pointing at his foot. That is, yes. That of all the things, like when I start hearing baseball sounds, I'm like, all right, where are we going here? Jose Altuve. Okay, all right.
They're
going
to say it's not off his foot. Oh, well, there they are. All right. Purdue, Milos Uzan.
Oh, that's it?
Those are the three finalists.
So we're not, and A32 has a great point because I was waiting for this one. No CJ to Hutchinson against the Chargers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think Barnett's play was bigger for the Texans.
It
was impressive,
it
man.
Watch the highlight. It was impressive. Yeah. I'm not.
Check the tape.
Don't make me the guy who is like who is downplaying Derek Barnett, right? But that is a huge.
Look at you downplaying Derek Barnett.
All right.
So which one?
I'm so partial here of the three that you put forward because we could start going all these. I am very partial to U of H on that national stage, like reaching the level that they had not reached in, in literal decades.
Mm-hmm.
And with it being such a clever play that we could easily talk about, like it exemplified all of the Houston things, which is this is a team that is super prepared, that knows how to execute down to the iota or what have you. And it's Kelvin Sampson leading the charge. Like, it is his team. He is the totem, and rightfully so, because he knows what it takes to get to those levels. And that felt like a culmination of all of those things in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I love that play against Purdue.
Yeah, I got to go with Uzan, man. No question.
Mm-hmm.
This play, it seemed like it was so tense in that moment, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then it looked like such a simple play where it's just like, throw the ball in and stand right here, get the ball. Just put it in the bucket. Like, that play was I hate that they didn't win it all, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they won it all, that would have been the play.
Yep.
Even if they did hit a final buzzer to win it all, I felt like we still would have went back to that play right there because it was just book smart, savvy type.
Yeah. My thing, coach. I was really leaning Derek Barnett because obviously I was watching these plays as I'm coming up with this list. Derek Barnett's play was just freaking outstanding. I mean, just freak. It's a scoop and it's a defensive end and then juke and then run people over. But ultimately, I am going to go with you guys on this one just because the execution of it. Every team works on that play. Every basketball team has a very similar play, if not that exact play. They just executed it like to perfection, to absolute perfection. So I'm going to go with that one.
The best part about a list or an award show or any of these is the conversation, is the discourse that can be had about how everybody messed up. And so again, 713-572-4610. Let us know, like, what were the omissions?
How did I mess up?
How did we mess up on these Houston ESPYs as put together by the OG John Lopez? Already some things coming in from the 832. Barnett was impressive, but this was a playoff game, speaking about the CJ, you know, to Hutchinson, like, the, you know, avoiding tackles and then getting the ball to Hutchinson, keeping that play and that drive alive and ultimately going and winning yet another wild card round game. From the 832, Noah Amen, game winner versus the Celtics, comes up. From the 832, Sengun dunking on Draymond. I mean, that was very fun in and of itself. Keep those coming in, 713-572-4610. And I just wanted to let you know, in case you didn't see it, a lot of people were also in the same place that I was, when it was like, oh, so no Stingley for best football player is the dude who made All-Pro.
Hey, sorry, man.
Yeah. All right. Jalen Green dunking on Cade. That's right, because those dudes were those dudes had animosity. They got history. He was like, I got something for you.
Let's go back to high school.
Yeah. On your head top. Yeah, man. Fun times in this. I mean, still, I say it a lot. I know we all say it a lot. It sounds cliche, but what a time to be a Houston sports fan. Man. Like, there's so many fun things happening. Appreciate you bringing us the Houston Emmys here, Lopez, in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, just getting going on a Thursday, but coming up next, Jake Andrews sat down with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. And the center had some interesting things to say, including, like, one of the best looks, I think, that we've gotten into what this Nick Haley offense looks like. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got to fight the urge to replead my case every time that I hear that. But you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig, always hanging out with you. And you on a Thursday here. I'm super excited for football. Football!
It is next week.
Less than a week away. How about that?
Mere days.
When y'all going to be out there? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
In that heat, baby, in that heat.
Yep.
Y'all better not be crying about it either.
Oh, I'm going to be crying like
I
crazy.
Won't. Yeah. I won't.
I'm going to be whining and crying the whole time.
It's hot.
But it is my favorite time of the
year. Can we go inside and broadcast?
It is my favorite time of the year.
The heat or the football?
The training camp.
Oh, okay. I was like, training camp, I'm trying awesome. To see which part.
Training camp is awesome. It really is. It really is.
I am excited.
It's really good when the fans are out there too, man.
Oh, yeah.
You can just hear that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited to get out there and see it up close and personal and see this team,
mm-hmm.
and particularly this offensive line that's been the thing that we've been clamoring for since, I mean, how long? It's been months that we're like, we cannot wait to see what this team has in store on the offensive line. And so anytime we get little nuggets that give us some insight into how they're moving, it's always good to get. And Jake Andrews provides a little bit of that. Now we got a little bit of the release of Jake Andrews sit down with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, always doing a great job interviewing the fellas on the team. And this was an interesting one, was it not?
It was really interesting to me. And you know, as soon as we saw Jake Andrews really starting to take first team reps, and they rotated for a day or two at center, but then it became pretty abundantly clear that Jake Andrews was going to be. It was going to be his job to lose, and I think it's still that.
I don't even know if I want to go just that far, and we'll get deeper into that as we go. But at the very least, you are right. Like, it feels like whenever they put out what we'd imagine to be the first team mm-hmm. offensive line, he seems to be at center, and he hasn't played that many games in the league. However, a lot of familiarity with the offense, and you hear
and
that
the offensive line coach
and the offensive line coach in particular. In fact, let's start there. This is a cut two. Cole Popovich, and this is Jake Andrews talking about his familiarity with Cole Popovich.
Whenever somebody asks me about Pop, the thing that comes to my mind is winning. That's all he wants to do is win. Mm-hmm. He wants to win football games. He wants to go home, hang out with his family. He wants to come back the next day and start winning again. You know what I mean? Awesome dude. I wouldn't be here without him, and I'll go ahead and say that. I wouldn't say that about a lot of people. There's probably only two people I would say that about, but he's definitely one of them. He came to Troy my senior year. I'd been trying since I was knee-high to a cricket, trying to play center. Nobody would ever let me do it all growing up. And then he finally came in, and I guess he was smart enough or dumb enough, whichever one you want to look at it, and he let me do it. And like I said, without him, I wouldn't be here. He's a great man of God, a fierce competitor, even just as a coach. Really smart, very detailed in the things he does. And like I said, I'm very lucky to be here with him and to have been with him in Troy.
Let me double down. It is his job to lose. It is his job to lose. Keep in mind, you know, Cole Popovich got the job, got the elevation to line coach. One of the first players they bring in, that dude. It's crystal clear. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You know, Popovich had some familiar.
I would argue that's a bad thing, at least if you are willing to accept
anointing.
If you want to accept the internal logic that this team has continually given us over the offseason, which is what, Lopez?
Competition. Yeah.
So the idea, look, there was, and I'm not saying this is exactly like that, but mm-hmm. last year, what was one of the complaints that people had about what was happening with this offensive line? It felt like dudes were given the job. And look, I can't really assess Jake Andrews' capability running the system because, one, right. I ain't seen it, mm-hmm. and two, I have not seen him operate in that. That's one of the beauties of us getting out there on those practice fields mm-hmm. and getting an idea and getting actual visual representation of what that is. But if we talk in competition, I don't know that you or I'm not even I don't know it should not be a coordination ahead of time. Although I will say I am giving them the benefit of the doubt and saying that he's not there because I do think that he has had that space. But I think it's also from a perspective kind of similar to what you mm-hmm. were talking about with Trent Brown. The familiarity that he already has, I think, allows him to maybe be ahead and also allows him to kind of help get everybody else accustomed to what we're trying
to do. I think there's going to be a competition. Of course there is. You know, that's what training camp is about. What I'm saying, though, is every coach has particular players that once they get the job, they're like, I like that guy. I'm familiar with that guy. I know what he can do in this system. And let's just be honest. The reality is he has an advantage, that player.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying he doesn't have an advantage.
The coach brings him in. He's familiar. All those things I just said. I feel like Jake Andrews is going to be, again, it's his job to lose.
See, I think advantage and his job to lose are not the same thing in my mind.
Yeah.
And so that's where I will quibble with it. But I get it. I get where you're coming from. I understand how someone can logically get to that place looking at the way that this is situated. And in that same vein, Jake Andrews was asked, what does it feel like to help foster the familiarity for this offensive line room?
Yeah, for me, it's easier because I ran this system, exact system, different verbiage in college, my senior year, my rookie year when I was in New England, I ran the same thing with Bill O'Brien.
Yep.
And so for me, it's been pretty easy because I can communicate with guys who are seeing this stuff for the first time.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's easy for me to say, hey, well, you know, we used to do it this way. And I know what Cole wants, Popovich. Yep. I know what he wants. I know what he wants stuff to look like. And so maybe we didn't get to it in a meeting. Maybe we didn't get to talk about it during the walkthrough. But when we get out there and I'm talking to guys about stuff in the locker room, I can let them know, like, hey, let's try this differently. Yep. Hey, oh, he wants this to look like that when you've got, you know, X, Y, Z out there in front of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And so I don't know what you got out of that, but my big takeaway was, you know, I think that's something that they're going to have across the line of scrimmage. You mentioned Trent Brown for that same reason. He can help people along to varying degrees, other players on the offensive line as well. It's very clear to me that the kind of the term phrase of the day when it comes to the Texans offensive line is five fingers in a glove.
Agreed.
Five fingers in a glove. Everybody knowing what exactly they need to do, how they like to do it, how Cole Popovich and Nick Caley like to do it. And so, again, maybe it's an advantage, but in his case, you know, I think it's more than that. I think he's going to be relied on a lot.
But, you know, one of the things that I do find interesting about this whole dynamic of obviously Jake Andrews coming in with some understanding and what he's saying there, he's like, I can be basically like, I can help, mm-hmm. you know, be the guy that keeps everybody on task, that helps them, you know, fall in line with what Cole absolutely wants, a kind of coach on the field of sorts to help continue to pass on that message. But also, I think that could be interpreted as the standard is the standard, right? That that kind of sentiment. And what is that's been a mentality that is very clear to see on this team, especially on the defense, where D'Amico really is hands-on. It feels like the offensive line has been a room that has not necessarily had enough of that mentality of the standard is the standard, right? It feels like one of the things that made people the most mad last season is getting, after games, seeing videos, hearing cuts from guys in the locker room seeming to maybe pass on responsibility and, hey, this is the reason why, maybe excuses. And obviously, I think we can understand and we can acknowledge that there were things that were going on that were outside of the purview of the guys themselves. But it feels like what Jake Andrews is talking about here, and hopefully what that ultimately manifests itself as, is these are the things, this is the way it has to be done in order for us to get right, in order for us to be five fingers in a glove. Yeah. And I think that if that is an advantage for him, what have you, I think that is something that we've talked about generally, this offensive line room needing, is somebody that can help establish that standard and hold accountable all guys in that room.
Yeah, totally agree. I think, you know, and whether that, like Trent Brown, it also might be this, like guys like Trent Brown might have been brought in specifically with that in mind, just because of where he is in his career. And Jake Andrews might have been brought in with that in mind, and the fact that he thinks he can be an anchor. You know, the varying degrees of what their input's going to be.
And let's go ahead and I'll hold on to this one, but because you know what? Let's go ahead and run it, because I did tease it. I did say that, hey man, he's giving us a little bit of insight on the offense, and I think that a lot of people enjoy what it sounded like. Jake Andrews, what do you got to say about this offense?
The ball is going to be run. I tell you that much. We're going to run the football. Kaylee's doing a good job with putting all that stuff together. We're going to protect CJ or whoever's back there. Try to make it us five up front. We're going to try to make it our life's work to not have anybody in his lap or touching him at all. We're going to pound the rock and we're going to air it out. We're going to keep people on their toes. And we're going to play tough physical football. And people are going to know when they wake up on Monday morning that they just got done playing the Houston Texans.
Nasty.
All right. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And I'm not saying they're going to stink. This is, again, five fingers in a glove. Everybody, you know, the cumulative is going to be better than any individual, all that. And that's what we're all hoping for. They're facing some really good pass rushers. They're facing some really good defensive fronts this year. And, you know, it better work. It better work, because the entire, you know, offense hinges on it.
No, for sure. Yeah. And I think you are right to acknowledge the idea. Hey, it's easier said than done, without saying that the saying is not genuine. That's not something that we have to engage in, but it is easier said than done. Everybody can say what they would like to do. Are you able to execute it is always the question. Right. There's just something about the way that Jake Andrews carries himself.
Oh, yeah.
He said that so matter-of-factly that it made me believe it. He's like, no, this is just what it is going to be. Not to the – and it's almost akin to, like, Dan Campbell. Like, no, we are going to be this type of team. We're going to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. And even then, like, Dan Campbell is almost a little bit more, I don't know, cartoonish is not the right word, but, like, animated. This was just, like, these are facts. When dudes get done with us, when they come back around to this facility on Monday, Tuesday, they will know that they played the Texans physically. And I do love just that this is going to be the baseline mentality. The standard is the standard coming to the offensive line.
I agree.
If Jake Andrews is to be believed, and I want to believe him in this
one. I do too.
I do as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. What's an old or weird word or phrase that you like to use? And especially bonus points if you give us one in sports, like someone in sports or one that relates to sports that you like to use. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio Sports Radio 610. I was about to say Sports Radio of the Day, which not the brand.
We are the Sports Radio of the Day, though.
There we sports
are.
Radio the last, 30 years, too? Mm-hmm. This is Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. That? Talk nice to us. All right, question of the day. What's an old or weird word or phrase that you like to use? And of course, we go to the resident word expert, Figgy Fit. No, I'm playing. You know, this is a J-Lo thing.
Yeah.
Of course this happened to J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. Of course it did. I was chatting about something yesterday, and I said, well, that's all cattywampus. And they looked at me strange. Cattywamp.
I was just watching a scene. Have you ever, do you guys do that?
Just where
you're
scenes?
Just,
oh, yeah.
You're just like, I want to see that again, popping on YouTube right quick.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned Clint Eastwood the other day, and I'm like, oh, I got to watch this scene from this one. Yeah, I did the same thing. But cattywampus is, it's just a fun word to say. It's an old word, and it's kind of a weird word, but it means like everything's all askew. Everything's all turned around, crooked, whatever. And then the other day, I used a rigmarole on these airwaves.
That was like weeks ago.
Yeah, it was. You said the other few day. Weeks ago.
Do y'all? All right. So go ahead. Do you get up in arms about that in particular? Like, are you a couple versus few? Does that annoy you?
A couple is two. Yes, that annoys me.
Agree.
A couple is two.
Agree.
But old or weird words you use because of that, and also, you know, what we tend to use. And I know this is a kind of an old guy thing, or is it? Like when I'm referring to someone, you've heard me say it a million times on these airways. I say that cat, you know, that cat did this or this cat did that. I just like calling guys or whatever cats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just an old phrase.
It's just for you. Like that's that. That is.
Do y'all use that?
No.
No.
I don't call f***ing cats. Like it's very. I mean, I will say I might use it very, very sparingly once in a blue moon, which I guess is a little bit of
another one.
A phrase in and of itself, but yeah, man, that's not the way one that I'll go to. I think the one that immediately jumped to mind for me here, and it's something that Seth said that is kind of true, which is, you know, when you talk for work, you want to spice it up every once in a while, whether it's for you or whether it's for the audience. And there's an additional reason for why I use it that I'll talk about. But I like, you know, when you're talking about your behind, you're talking about your backside. I like saying Keister.
That's an old one. That's a good one.
It is old.
And you do use that.
It's funny to me. And also, like, hey, man, we got FCC regulations. And yes, you will not get in trouble for saying ass. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Bajani. Shout out to Creighton of Area 45. I'm like, you know what? Why toe the line when I can go all the way over here to this thing that is kind of just as funny to me?
Yeah.
Like the word
it's fun
Keister
to say.
Is
that's
hilarious.
Kind of one of my points.
It is fun to say.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm just going to say Keister. Mm-hmm. It's safe. I know that nobody's going to get mad at me for saying the word Keister, but you know what I'm talking about. I think I like Keister.
How about you, Figgy?
Yeah. So a couple of the ones I like to say is skedaddle.
Oh, so, for sure.
And I only got that from this. So it was this animated puppet, like a YouTube little series. And I think the puppet was based out of Philly. He was like a hood dude on the block and all that stuff. And he had like a little raggedy gun.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll pull it out on somebody. It's like a real puppet.
Yeah.
And he'll pull the gun out on somebody. And he's like, come on, man. What you doing, man? Like, that's my block, man. Skedaddle. He told the dude to skedaddle. And so I've been using this since. And the other one, I really like this one, but hoodwink.
Hoodwink.
I like what people say, hoodwink. Especially Stephen A. Smith when he had that legendary rant. This
Come on,
one,
do your Stephen A. I got to hear it.
This, oh, I ain't about to do it. I'm about to let him do it.
Stray.
I love that.
He used
so
like
much.
Three in there. Run amok. Bamboozled.
Which I feel like you should appreciate as a writer, right?
Oh, 100%.
Like we emphasize by going back to the well, don't we?
Yeah. Do people not even remember that Stephen A. Smith spent about 15 years of his career as a writer?
No. He does not make it easy for people to recall that.
No, I don't remember that.
I met Stephen A.
when he wrote for The Inquirer?
In The Inquirer, and I was working here. That's when I first met Stephen A. One that you use that kind of warms my heart whenever you use it, and it's an old word that's fun to say, is shenanigans.
Shenanigans is funny because that don't even feel old to me. That feels very, very widespread, I guess.
Yeah.
But shenanigans, I love the ones. I like talking about serious things with silly words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like those are the ones, the places where it's really fun, right? It's talking about, you're doing shenanigans, talking about kerfuffles or brouhahas, things of that nature. Somebody mentioned from the 979, rabble rouser.
Oh, that's so good.
He's a
real rabble rouser.
Yeah.
Another one, I think Reggie used this more, but hearken. I like the word
hearken.
When people say hearken back.
Hearken back.
I'll be wondering, like, why do y'all just use the word hearken?
It makes you feel good when you say it. That's what it is. These words make you feel good when you say them. Like, that's just fun to say.
Or malarkey.
One that I've...
Cut the malarkey.
Yeah, that's a bunch of malarkey.
I think I've used this on the air with you. I definitely have used it on the air. Gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked.
Yeah. That's a powerful word to me. It's like I was just gobsmacked.
That's right. You can add that emphasis. You can add that gravity. Are there any like kind of old school, for lack of a better term, phrases, words that you like particularly when it comes to sports? Because this one comes in from 281. They say can of corn. Dad used it for anything easy, but obviously you think of it when you talk about like just like a pop fly.
Yeah.
It's a can of corn.
It's a can of corn.
And
that's a good question.
Because the one that comes to mind for me is also a can variety, but it comes to boxing. Mm-hmm. When you start calling people tomato cans.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a really.
That's from like the 20s.
That is a huge pejorative, bro. You just leak anytime we touch
that
you.
Dude's a tomato
he's
can.
He's a tomato can. In fact, it almost makes me want to say tomato. You know, add that tomato can.
Yeah.
Somebody said, does anybody say dilly dally? You damn sure. I definitely do sometimes. Oh,
yeah. Lollygag.
Lollygag.
That's
dilly
a sports daggy. One. He was just lollygagging around out there. Yeah.
Some other ones that come in. Someone said, whatchamacallit they use. Someone said they still say right on. All right. I see you.
Groovy.
Black Panther. Groovy. Yes. Very 70s.
Groovy.
From the 346. Oh, now, if we're getting into the realm of the quaint folksy, especially when we get to insults, here it is from 346. Old phrase I still use. You so smart, you don't know your butt from a hole in the ground. That is, wow. And then I've never heard of this one. Have you guys heard of this from the 832? Brother-in-law, brother-in-lawing, rather.
Oh, not, for sure.
Not going hard tackle drills? Oh, I've never heard of that.
Don't brother-in-law him. Yeah, oh, my coach used to say that all the time. Like, you know how when you're doing a tackling drill and you're just kind of like, whatever, you just kind of hug him, you know, to do the drill? They're like, hey, don't brother-in-law that guy.
I have never heard that in my life.
Yeah. The other one, and this, I don't know if this is good or bad or whatever, but when I was playing baseball, I had a baseball coach and we'd just be, you know, kind of hanging out with each other in the outfield, catching fly balls and stuff, like three or four of us in a group. And our coach would always go, well, it's because we were all Hispanic.
Oh, no. All right. ISO!
We were all Hispanic.
They put my hand by the dump button.
And he would say, break up that LULAC meeting.
Okay. All right. That is.
Break up that LULAC meeting.
What about this one? I don't know if this is just regional, but when we used to play backyard basketball, and you know how you throw the ball up and you catch it yourself?
Yeah.
You just kind of do that. It's considered travel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Considered travel.
If you
yeah.
Walk.
Yeah. But we used to say broke.
Oh, no. I have not heard that one.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. So we wouldn't say, oh, you travel. If you throw it up and you catch it again, we'd be like, broke. you broke.
Yeah.
We're getting generic words out here. Skylarking, lackadaisical, ruckus, scallywag.
Oh.
Bring the ruckus.
Hey, he's a scallywag.
That is.
Ballhead, scallywag.
I feel like this person sent in dynamite, but I feel like it's probably dynomite. Like, I feel like we're going full
JJ.
Full JJ from Good Times.
Another 01 life from back in the day. This was before my time. Jive Turkey.
Jive Turkey just came in. Jive Turkey.
Yeah, shout out to the Ohio players.
There you go. All right, just some old words, old phrases.
Stop jiving, man. You over here jiving.
Gallivanting is a good one.
Someone gallivanting.
Said lemonading. I ain't never heard of that
one. Well, that one I have not
just heard. Just kind of chilling around, not doing a ton. Yeah. All right, appreciate you getting involved in the question today here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is getting to around the NFL where we're starting to get a little movement when it comes to second round draft picks, when it headed into the training camps in the NFL. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.